The forest floor is an auburn carpet of wet crimson, orange-filtered sunlight, and animal blood. Plants hang fern fairy curtains. The light is slowly born, lives under the lambent eyelids of insects, and then perishes like fruit on the ground, fading into thin trees. The flutter of insects, their tiny lives hovering like lanterns in the air. The colors of a pulsating thorax, turquoise sea into red pulp, the heartbeat of a moth and the spirit it carries. Intricate, transported by paper wings. A woman was bound to notice such fragility. Virginia, with her pupils widening and retreating like lapping waves, watched the world so intensely that nothing escaped her. Each movement of the world rang inside her, howled with the resonance of the animal that is called to mind by her last name. There was that sacred moment when she stopped to record her observations and reflections concerning the death of a moth, whose powder fell on her heart like the snows of Kilimanjaro. In writing about the struggle of the insignificant little creature, she seemed to say, "No, I will not let this event go unrecorded and wither into the forgotten abyss of rotting memory flowers like Hemingway's doomed writer who failed to write and, pricked by a thorn in Africa, was condemned to die with his writing in his mind." Her essay overcame the moth's lute with death, immortalizing the last seconds of a day moth's life, and his bravery in fighting the great equalizing force no man has any chance against. In the end, it is not the strangeness of life or death that remains, but the memory of a peculiar light that is unique and particular to each single life. Never again to be reproduced quite the same way. The infinite nature of creation. And yet, there is a common breath that animates all life forms. Dear Virginia wrote, "Watching him, it seemed as if a fiber, very thin but pure, of enormous energy of the world, had been thrust into a frail and diminutive body. As often as he crossed the pane, I could fancy that a thread of vital light became visible. He was little or nothing but life." And the moth did not know the last time he uncurled his labial pout proboscis to feed that it would be his last feeding. He only knew to flutter his forewing and hindwing with all his might and flex his foreleg, midleg, and hind leg, scratching on the window pane. He knew he must struggle before retiring in the sunlight. Was it all for Virginia?